Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of Adhan. Today's hadith we learn, from amongst the lessons we learn that Adhan must be called out loudly. The person mustn't feel shy that people are going to hear me calling out Adhan, and I'm feeling shy that my Adhan doesn't sound so nice. Adhan is a thing that when a person calls out, he must call it out loudly, as loud as he can. Because we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great rewards of calling out Adhan to such an extent that all the creation that hear that Adhan, the person that is calling out the Adhan is benefiting. We'll see in the hadith will give the explanation. But to understand that all the creation that is listening to the Adhan, this person is benefiting. So why should he feel shy to call out the Adhan and want to call it out softly? Call it out as loud as he can call it out, so that he can take maximum benefit from the rewards of calling out the Adhan. An Abdullah ibn Abd al-Rahman Abi Sa'asa, Anna Aba Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, qala lahu, inni araka tuhibbul ghanama wal badiyata, fa'idha kunta fi ghanamik o badiyatik, fa'adhanta lis-salati, farfa' sawtaka bin nida, fa'innahu la yasma'u mudda sawtil mu'adhini jinnun, wala insun, wala shay'un, إلا شهد له يوم القيامة قال أبو سعيد سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري. This hadith tells us also that there is one way of narrating a hadith is by the end a person says that he heard this from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So in the beginning when you hear it, you think that this hadith is not being narrated from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's a sahabi that's narrating it. But there at the end he'll say that I heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So anyway, Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Sa'sa'a narrates that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu said to him. So the whole hadith, it seems that it was Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu is saying this. These are the words of Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu. But at the end we'll say that he says, I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it becomes now a marfu hadith. A marfu hadith is that hadith that links up directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So anyway, this Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Sa'sa, he narrates that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said to him, I see that you love sheep and the desert land. So when you are amongst your sheep or in the desert land and you call out the Adhan for Salah, raise your voice. Every jinn, every human, anything else within the range that hears the voice of the Muaddin will testify in his favor on the day of Qiyamah. What a beautiful reward that every jinn, every human being, or anything else within that range, in other words, that can hear the words of the Adhan, will testify in favor of the Muaddin that this person was calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another person mentioned that this person was calling towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was calling towards Salah, such a great action. Was calling, as we explained in the Adhan, it's got three factors. It's calling towards the Tawheed, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Risala, towards the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third is success in dunya and akhirat, also the life after death. It's calling towards. Anyway, so everything, every jinn, every human, or anything else within that range, hears the voice of the Muaddin, will testify in his favor on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu said, I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the end of the hadith is saying that I heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though Allah ta'ala, ulama explained, even though Allah ta'ala is fully aware of everything, this testimony that will be taken to make apparent one's virtue and high rank before all the creation, there is no need for anything that heard his azan, the muazzin's azan, now to testify. But Allah ta'ala is fully aware. But to show the rank of the muazzin, that the respect and honor that he'll get, that whatever hears will testify before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he heard the adhan of the muaddin. Even if a person is alone or on journey, one should endeavor to call out the adhan and iqama before performing salah because of these virtues. Sometimes it happens that we are traveling and we stop at the airport, or we're traveling and we stop at some garage, stop at some place to read salah. We just read our sunnats and we call out the iqama and we start the salah. Here we learn that even if a person is alone and is performing salah in a place where adhan is not called out, For example, he's not in a masjid or somebody, he's at some other place where there's no adhan there. Then a person should call out the adhan. He shouldn't feel shy. Call out the adhan and then perform his salah. Whether he's alone or whether he's in a group, adhan should be called out. Then the qama should be given and then the salah should be performed. You don't lose out on the rewards and the virtues of adhan, even whilst traveling. In fact, that is an easier place for a person to get an opportunity to call out adhan, because there's no muadhin there on the road. There's no person that has been appointed. So we can get the chance ourselves to call out the adhan, and we should take advantage of this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. And we should firmly believe that whatever is listening to us will testify in our favor on the day of Qiyamah, and we are in need of it. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. When we hear all these beautiful ahadith on the adhan, the virtues of the adhan, the virtues of the muazzin, we should keep the respect of the muazzin in mind. Allah Pak protect us and forgive us. Generally, in our country, we find that muazzins come from other countries, African countries, etc. So generally, that level of respect is not there. They're treated as lower class citizens, etc. But we should keep this in mind, that what sight do they have in the sight of Allah? What maqam, what rank do they have in the sight of Allah? Accordingly, we should treat them according to the rank that they have in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.